immature kid with an uncontrollable temper, not fit to be a mom. But the reality was even darker than what people saw on the screen. By the time Teen Mom was done, I was stuffing myself with insane amounts of prescription drugs, from anxiety medications to heavy-duty painkillers. I took myself to the edge of death with the amount of pills I swallowed, and that was only after I destroyed my relationship with friends and family to the point where there was nothing left but me and my addiction. I walked out of prison knowing it had saved my life, but still I'd been there long enough. It was time to get the hell out of there and throw myself into getting back as much as I could of what I had lost. I had to believe that that was possible, and I did believe it with all my heart. My mom, brother, and nephew all came to pick me up from prison, and I'd never been happier to see them. I walked into their arms trying to play it cool, even though inside I was freaking out. Inside I was doing the whole movie seat thing, falling to my knees and screaming for joy, kissing the ground, or doing cartwheels. But on the outside, I didn't know exactly how to act. In prison, you're always being watched, and you learn to carry yourself in a certain way. It's a different world with different people in it, and you adapt to it in ways you don't even realize until you get outside. You have to adjust to the normal world again. It takes a while to let it sink in that you can spend the rest of your day and your week and your month and your life however the hell you want to. That's a crazy change in lifestyle, and I was kind of reeling as I took it in. There was one thing I wasn't uncertain of at all. When I got in the car with my family, I had my sights set on seeing my